Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 80, and today is Wednesday, September 19th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. All right, so today is iOS 6 launch day. Kind of exciting. It's off into the hands of the general public, and my guess is it will very quickly become the predominant OS for iOS development, the App Store, etc. I'm going to be tracking that on my usual iOS stats page, which I think I mentioned in the last show, but definitely something to be checking out. It's a little early at this point. I'm recording about 3 o'clock Eastern, and I think it's only been out live for about 2 hours. So it's a little early for the average person to probably have picked it up. Most of them are probably at work and so on, and I suspect there'll be a big bump tonight. But, you know, overall, kind of exciting. Generally speaking, it doesn't affect too much other than making things work for my applications. I mean, there's not a huge there's some changes to the App Store that are probably significant in terms of the way search looks and some things that you're all definitely going to want to go look at your screenshots, make sure they look sharp, because screenshots are much, much more important than the iOS 6 App Store. But anyway, I'm going to be moving back after kind of the excitement of the iPhone 5, iOS 6 stuff. I'm going to be moving back into this project I've been working on a weather app, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the next sort of step of the process. And last time, I was focused on talking about the prototyping phase. And what I'm going to talk about now is managing functionality, managing a feature set, sort of understanding how do you best scope a project and define what you're going to do and how that's going to look. So the first thing I'm going to emphasize is the importance of having that early prototype. If you haven't heard the last couple episodes where I've been talking about prototyping, highly recommend listening to those and working through. Because the most important thing, and perhaps it's a little counterintuitive, the most important thing about scoping and understanding the tasks and functionality and the feature set of your application is going to be most clear when you actually have that application. And that's a little bit cart before the horse or chicken and egg, but until you really can get your hands on something and feel it and you kind of take that idea and the concept that you had and can actually play with it, I personally find it really hard to know what it should do. And more often than not, I start with a vague concept. I implement that concept. I kind of run with it for a little bit and get something working. And then I'll grow from there and grow into something that is much more a stronger app, a better app, a more useful app. And the best way to do this, and this is something that I sometimes, for some of my apps I don't do as well, but for this particular project on this weather app, it works really well, is I've been using my early prototypes. I'm about 3 weeks into development now, and I'm basically done. But I'm about 3 weeks in, and I've been using it pretty much every day for the past 3 weeks. In the first day, I had a really rough version of the app. I mean, it was basically hit a weather API, load the data, show it. And that works. And that became my main weather app. And then as I've been growing and developing the feature set, that's what I do every time. You know, we've had big storms, I open it up, I look at it. I want to be using my app constantly. I want to be using it more than the average user would. I want to be able to find all the weird rough edges, all the edge cases, all the funny things that just don't feel right, and I want to find them before my user does. And the only way you can do that is to use it constantly, just in an absurd way sometimes. Like, I check the weather at night, but I'm not expecting to go out. I want to make sure there's no weird things at night. There's no weird things at a day, different times, different networks. You know, I walk past a Starbucks, and I'm like, okay, let me just get on their Wi-Fi network and load the app, make sure it works okay on that. Load the network conditioning tool. And we're starting to get into a little bit of testing too, but from a feature and functionality perspective, it really helps me because what it does is it lets me understand how it would actually be used rather than just this theoretical concept of, I want a beautiful, minimalist, clean, fast weather app. Okay, that's a concept, but as a feature, exactly what data I show, exactly the interactions that I use to get at that data, these things are very fluid and very dynamic. And you have the only way to understand what those are really going to be is, in my experience, is to actually build something and be playing with it on a constant basis. If you're building an app for a client, in my experience, the earlier you can get something into their hands to have them play with it, the better. Because what they thought they want may turn out not to be what they want. And the core goal here is to avoid wasted work. And the way you avoid wasted work often is by, rather than building to sort of in the classic example of like the waterfall model, where you decide what you're going to build and then you build it and then you test it, you make much smaller choices. And this is classic agile or iterative development. But the goal is that you're constantly improving it and you're not building major features that you don't want. That doesn't mean you won't throw things away. I mean, there are some functions and features and functionality in my app that I built, and then I said, that's actually not really that great. Let's throw that out. Let's try again. Oh, that's not so great. Let's throw that out. But overall, it's worked pretty well. Overall, I really like the result, and it's a lot of that iterative process. And now, the funny thing is that I'm at a point now that I've essentially what I call, I've drawn the line. And that means to me, and you know, you can come up with your own term for it, is the application as it is today, actually this occurred last night, but I've hit a point that it is now ready to ship in this, from a functionality and feature set perspective. It's not ready and polished. I have to test it on the new iPhone. There's all these other things that I'll need to do before I can submit it, which I'm hoping to do a week from Friday on the 28th. But at this point, I'm no longer adding functionality. I'm only polishing and refining functionality, and I am bug fixing. And that is an important distinction. If you never draw that line in your functionality, your feature list, like I had a big old to-do list, and I was working through it, you know, checking off things. I got to yesterday, my to-do list was empty. I had no other programming tasks that I'd been planning to do or working on. I either decided to defer them all, or I'd done them all. And so I'm like, okay, that's it. Draw the line. This is version 1.0. This is what it will look like. This is the functionality and the feature set that it will have. And now my goal for the next week and a half is just to make that feature set as awesome and polished and professional as I can. And I'm trying to overemphasize this because often what I've had with my friends and people I know who do a development project, what they end up with is they're constantly thinking of these new things. Oh, what if I did this? Oh, what if I did that? Oh, what if I changed this? What if I added this feature? And the problem is they never ship, or they ship way later than they actually wanted to or they thought they would, because they're always chasing their tail. You can never get anywhere if that's what you're doing. And the important thing is, I'm not saying don't do those features. I'm just saying you need to be focused on what it is that you want to ship and what you're trying to accomplish. What goal are you trying to have? What problem are you solving for your users? Those kinds of things. And if you don't have a clear vision of that, you're just going to be running around forever. And another part of drawing a line and saying this is the feature set I'm going to build and go no further is it's really important, I think, to have things up your sleeve, to have features and functionality and things that you can add to the application later. And I don't mean that in the sense of you want to ship something that doesn't work or that's partially functional or not fully useful, but what you want, I think it's great if you can have a few features and functionality that's sort of up your sleeve that you can roll out as a 1.1 pretty quickly. You know, maybe it's a week later, maybe it's 2 weeks later after launch, because I feel like that really helps galvanize your audience that you're invested in this app, that you're in this for the long haul, and it's a good thing for them to invest in and either invest their time and put it on their home screen and use it all the time, which is great, or invest in it and put their name on it in terms of recommending it to a friend. No one wants to say, hey, I got this great app, and then turns out, oh, you know, it hasn't been updated in a while. Man, that app you recommended really kind of stinks now. Like, that's not what you want. You want them to feel like, man, they bought something and it keeps getting better and better and better. And so I have a list of features and things in plan. And I've actually built a lot of these, like in terms of prototype stages or, you know, vaguely working things. And they're just kind of turned off in the application so that next, you know, whatever, once I ship and launch, I can have these things ready to go. It gets approved. I can immediately submit it. I can be just on top of that and kind of hopefully build a bit of momentum with my user base. So don't feel like you're not going to ever get to do those. You're more likely to, honestly, to ship those things and have customers use them if you start drawing lines and saying, I'm going to do that next. I'm going to do that next. Because if you don't, you may never get to next. You may never ship because you'll just sort of be stuck in this cycle of constantly changing things. Some people talk about the concept of a minimum viable product. It's just kind of, I don't know, marketing phrase for a certain software methodology. I personally don't like that philosophy, mostly because the concept of viable is totally amorphous and impossible to define as far as I'm concerned. Viable is what customers will buy, and you won't really know what customers are going to buy until you've shipped it. So you can't really know what something is the minimum viable function or feature set until you actually have shipped that app. But what's important and what I'm trying to get across here is that if it's useful and you've been using it all the time and you think it's functional and you think it's worth it and you show it to a few friends, you show it to a few some family members and they say, yeah, that's cool. I like it. Maybe you do this. Maybe you do that. And you collect that feedback, you can very quickly get to something that's useful. And useful is far more interesting to me than viable, because useful is much easier to define. What I want to do is I want to ship something that is sort of maybe it's a minimally useful application or something that is has a definitely useful functionality, something where what it does is immediately obvious that, yes, I can see how that would improve my life. I can see how that would be helpful. And I'm trying to scope and manage my feature set around that concept so that when someone looks at the application, they're like, yeah, that's great. I see the problem that solves. And if you're building features that aren't solving problems, that are just sort of flashy or sort of appeals maybe to a very niche audience, I'd be really nervous about that because I'm going to end up spending a lot of time on something that may not actually matter. What I'm trying to build often is I'm trying to build a layered application. And that's basically what I've got going on in my weather app. Like in the sense that if you just open the app, there's a quick little tutorial, kind of a few little screens you go through, and that's all you ever do. From then on, that app is useful. It's going to show you the current location's weather in a nice, clean interface with a few other bits and pieces, and that's great. Now, that's my first level. It's immediately useful and obvious. Every user who downloads my app should be able to see that. And then what I've done is I've built functionality around that to try and enhance that functionality. So there's all kinds of other gestures and things and options that you can do to see more information, to see information tailored to the current weather, and all these kinds of things that I'll share in more detail once I actually ship the app. And then I have additional functionality and settings and options on top of that. And what is kind of nice about that approach is at any point, if I'd been dragging on, I could have not added a layer. Because there are many other layers I can add on top of even what I have now. It's kind of like peeling the onion, right? I can keep adding functionality that goes out and out and out around a really solid core. But I couldn't get there if I didn't start with that really solid core and then add another layer of functionality around it and add another layer of functionality around it. And I'm trying to use this layered approach concept because hopefully I'm trying to get across is that if you don't start with a really solid kernel at the middle of that, it's kind of like when you're growing a crystal, right? You want to have a really perfect crystal in the middle so that everything else grows out nice and uniform. And so what I will be really focused on is trying to get that core experience, the core functionality as absolutely bulletproof as possible. It's an application for editing text. You want that editing screen to be amazing. No one really cares how good your file management is and your search and all these other things if you can't, edit your text file. If your app's a reading application, that reading experience needs to be amazing. If your app is, I don't even know, I'm trying to think, like if it's a clock app, you need to be able to tell the time. There's all these things that are just, whatever your core experience is, has to be absolutely bomber. And then once you've got that going, then you add on additional things on top of that. So that's how I manage sort of feature set and functionality. Start with a kernel of a good idea, really implement that in, get that in early, use it all the time, and then build out from there. And at some point, draw the line and say, hey, this line, this layer, that's where I'm going to stop. So that's what I've been doing. Like I said, it's been going pretty well. This weather app's basically done. I've drawn the line. Now I'm just polishing and cleaning things up. Today I actually did a whole bunch of performance stuff, mostly because I was kind of worried that on Friday when my iPhone 5 shows up, I'm not going to care as much about performance because if everything they say is true and it's about twice as fast, I'm not going to have to worry about as much of a lot of things. Cause, it's not a hugely performance intensive application, so I don't need to worry at all, but I've worried about it now. It's as fast as I can get it, and now on, when the iPhone 5 shows up on Friday, it should be absolutely bulletproof. That's my hope anyway. But otherwise, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I'm probably going to shift the next show to Friday just because I want to talk a little bit about my new iPhone 5, hopefully when I have it in my hands. A little bit of talking about that, as well as any thoughts and responses I have based on what that means for development. So anyway, I hope you enjoy getting your phone. If you got one, if not, drop by the Apple Store and pick one up and look at it, even if you can't take it with you. By the way, have a great week. Happy coding. It's an exciting time, and enjoy it. Bye.